Still with sport, this time football. Millions of fans will tune in tonight to watch the Philadelphia Eagles play their division rival, the Dallas Cowboys. What they won't see, though, is Philadelphia star wide receiver Terrell Owens. His off-field complaints about his coach, his quarterback, his team, these have brought him a suspension and deactivation that's going to keep him off the field for the rest of the season, even though he later apologized.
I know in my heart that I can help this team win the Super Bowl, and not only being a dominant player, but also being a team player. I can bring that.
Writer Jimmy Israel says Terrell Owens has learned that lesson of being a team player too late.
Terrell Owens isn't the kind of bad boy athlete we've come to know. He's not been caught doing drugs or ditching thousands of dollars in the champagne room. His crimes are a little more pedestrian insofar as, well, he's obnoxious. He's just like that rude but efficient mailroom clerk that always has the wrong thing to say at the worst times. His quarterback, Donovan McNabb, calls him one of the best receivers in the league, while Owens calls McNabb tired and out of shape. Talk about magnanimous. I think Owens calls himself trying to keep it real in the workplace, but the workplace is no place for that. Maybe he's lashing out for other reasons. He said his team showed a lack of class for not publicly recognizing his 100th career touchdown. No one wants to hear millionaire athletes whine about being undervalued, but you know what? He's right. Sometimes a six-figure paycheck just isn't enough. Who among us doesn't appreciate a nice sheet cake or a balloon bouquet to signify a job well done? But no matter what, getting along with workmates is always a plus, especially when your workmates are charged with protecting you from 350-pound men intent on ripping your head off. Even when your workplace is the football field, you kind of just have to show up and do your job. Owens could benefit from a little something I call slipping under the radar. It served me well at the office. Now, I don't grandstand, lash out, or badmouth my workmates around the water cooler. I do my work. And then I go home or to the corner bar where I can talk some serious smack. Owens needs some bar friends to air his gripes for so he can keep his mouth shut in front of the press. I think rapper turned actor Ice-T said it best. There is freedom of speech in America, but watch what you say. And if what you say causes your paycheck to come up short, guess what? Your free speech ain't so free anymore. Nothing cool about being broke, boisterous, and unemployed. Just ask Dennis Rodman. Owens will feel the suspension in his pockets, but he might find something valuable, a better way to deal with his feelings. I can certainly see him and his teammates on a very special episode of Dr. Phil, or maybe Oprah Winfrey's kitchen sink wisdom can prove a potent mediation tool. Or maybe he'll just learn to keep his mouth shut. Keeping it real is one thing, but there's a lot to be said for just keeping it right.
Jimmy Israel is a columnist for AOL Black Voices.